gap concepts you should know. A capital gain is considered long-term if the asset was held for more than a year. If you own an asset and you're considering a tax-free exchange, the basis of the property is increased by making capital improvements to it. The basis of the property is the starting point for determining a capital gain and refers in its simplest form to an owner's investment in the asset. It is generally the price that is paid for the property. Current illegal drug users are not protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Alcoholism, individuals who are HIV positive, and previous drug abusers are protected by ADA. Tax depreciation in real estate is an accounting concept that is considered advantageous because it provides for a partial tax shelter on income-producing property. With an S corporation, there may only be one class of stock based on current law. Total rental income from all rental sources, minus vacancy and collection costs, results in effective gross income, that's EGI. By subtracting annual expenses from EGI, you arrive at the net operating income. A convertible mortgage refers to a type of commercial loan product that allows a lender the option to convert the outstanding balance of a mortgage into an agreed-upon percentage of ownership in a real property interest. In general, cap rates should be higher for high-risk investments when compared to low risks, assuming all things held constant. The collection or generation of rent is the primary objective of most real estate investments. When an investor is trying to convert their assets into cash at a time of little interest or demand, this difficulty is referred to as illiquidity. NOI, or net operating income, is the most important number used in calculating values for investment real estate. Flip taxes are most closely associated with cooperatives. The New York State tax form that must be completed by the seller's attorney that facilitates the payment of transfer tax to New York State is called the TP-584. Again, that's the TP-584. When dealing with condo ops, the closing costs are more similar to cooperatives than condominiums in general. Insurance that protects the property owner if someone falls or gets hurt on the property is referred to as liability insurance. The Department of Health is the New York State entity that provides guidelines for the construction of on-site wells within the state. Environmental control over privately developed land is regulated overall by the SQRA. That's the SEQRA. That stands for the State Environmental Quality Review Act. Once again, that's the SEQRA. The lead agency is the one that oversees the entire project and makes the final decisions. Blanket mortgages cover more than one property and are typically used in financing of subdivisions. Alienation clauses or due-on-sale clauses make mortgages non-assumable by future borrowers on a property. In terms of binders and contracts of sale, in downstate New York, when a binder is prepared by a real estate agent, the attorney will follow up with preparation of a contract of sale. Good faith estimates should be provided under law within 3 working days of receipt of a completed loan application. Real estate contracts must be in writing based on the statute of frauds. Parties to a real estate contract may bring legal suit up to 6 years later to enforce their rights. With an implied easement, that's an implied easement, it is considered to be extinguished upon termination of the necessity, such as the construction of a road to gain access to it. The concept of being reasonably necessary as compared to being strictly necessary is important to note. In real estate, agency does not determine the source of compensation under any circumstances.